to me, it's pretty much the blast, the amount of blasting and the location of the blasting. It just affects more people, and then sometimes there's more people home.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
That's pretty much it.
But I don't think, I mean, I think they actually feel it, and I know they do because I feel it.
Oh, I felt it all the way up at my place, and I'm quite a ways away.
And it doesn't matter whether it's sunny or cloudy or whatever. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's the weather at all when you think he's going to talk about the weather, Mike.
And you can't do anything about the weather anyway.
No.
The basic thing is, if it's supposedly weather-related, Corey ought to know that. They're the ones doing the blasting. They're just like blast less if the weather, if it's all about cloud cover, you know?
I think we can agree, though, that we could reduce the blast monitoring by one and increase the operation monitoring by three. I think that's, can we all agree to that?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any problem with that changing because of the dust and the road work and stuff like that has been mentioned in the past?
And I think the summary of complaints are pretty important. We need that. I'm not sure if we're getting a summary of the complaints through every meeting, that this end of the year summary for almost $3,000 is really worth it.
I'd like to see more at the meetings to discuss. That's why I was thinking if we could limit it to where we have complaints and tie that whole picture in. I think
instead of an end of year written report, we have them come to the meeting and make suggestions or explain what they see. I'd rather have a presentation than a written report or something.
Well, one of the things that's concerning me is I don't think we've seen Mike at this meeting for I don't know how long. So we don't really get a picture of what, we don't get any input from them other than what gets written. And I would kind of hope that their presence could be here more. I don't know how you legislate that, but the idea that there are advisors in a certain sense, and I'd like more input from them, but how do we, I know Mike is traveling all around and doing all kinds of things, but I still think we need more of a dialogue with them, at least quarterly. So how can we build that into the fact that they'd be here quarterly to talk about it, just like the Corey's here almost all the time to be able to talk if they have questions or want to open it to the floor.
Do they have an hourly rate in here?
I'm not sure. I didn't see anything like that.
No.
He gives us a quote based on what we're asking for, and then he knows what his dollars are.
Well, right now, under assistance and control, it says he'll be the principal to serve as a project manager and will coordinate the work of the contractor and will be solely responsible for communication within the city's organization as it relates to under the agreement. And then it says Joel Deal, planning manager, will serve as a representative of the city for all these items in this agreement. So we need to come up with that change, if that's going to stay, if the mayor's taken Joel off of this. So that's one area, but instead of having this assistant control with, I don't know what this means, will be the sole responsible for communication with the city's organization. That must be us. It's kind of strangely worded, but it doesn't say.
I mean, we could put the language in there as another line item that the representative of Stantec will meet with us quarterly to discuss, or to be available to discuss the data and what he's presenting, and to talk about the complaints.
Well, he's invoicing us quarterly.
Well, so I'd like to see them here at least quarterly to speak to this. And Mike used to be here quite more often than he has been, so I'm sure it's more job-related as to why he's not able to be here, but.
So you'd like to add quarterly visits?
Yeah, quarterly.
And we only have like $500 unless we make other changes, so you're
not really. If you take 21 out of here, you've got 845.
Well, considering that these don't go up.
Yeah, they don't, but assuming that, yeah. But then we would have the 500, that's the increase here, so that would make it actually, if nothing changes, it's 1345 would be the difference.
Okay. So you want them to give them 1345 worth of meetings?
I'm not sure. I mean, that would be something I'd like to negotiate with them. That's why I'd like to see them here to get that input.
Well, my concern with waiting another month and then getting this through and then getting the council and getting it signed, we always end up really late in the year for the contract to even start.
Well, let's just put it in there, because he always comes back with a change of the numbers. When he reviews this, mm-hmm. this is what we'd send him. And then he can come back, and if he's going to say this cost has gone up or this cost has gone up, he'd have that opportunity. So just to create the line item that he would be here quarterly, and then maybe that would reduce the fact that he doesn't need to do as big a year-end report, too, so.
Okay. So let me just make sure that Regalu, because he's probably going to be the one to discuss this with him. So what we want to do is we want to increase that to 12. We want to decrease this to 9. And then we want to add him to do quarterly visits before the committee. Mm-hmm. And somewhere we have $1,345.
That's total amount we have.
So, you know, say he's going to charge us $250 a visit or something.
Okay.
He's going to have to calculate how much he can fit into that or provide some other ideas for adjustments.
Thinking that the language might or might not include things like for a report to us quarterly with questions and answers.
I don't know about a report. Once you end a report in, then you're going to end up with more document, more hours outside. What you want them to do is, you know.
Presentation.
Yeah, some
question and answer. But I think question and answers would be important, too.
Right.
A question and answer. Martin has her.
I just don't see an advantage to having Mike like that. I think you have better advantage with Stantec. Talk to them and the Corey people. I guess I was not impressed with Mike at all. Sorry.
Can't hear you, Mark. You have to come.
She's not necessarily agreeing with.
Although
the
audience can't hear. That's what.
Yeah. So I'm repeating what she says. She's not necessarily agreeing with the visits to the before the committee.
No. I do not agree with the visits. I didn't get anything worthwhile from when he talked. So, I'm sorry. That's my feeling.
I don't know as if we've really ever set up where we were paying him to come in, so maybe paying him to be here might, you know, if it's one thing he's coming here because it's free time and it's part of this contract, and but it might be worth a try to actually add that as an item and see how it goes.
What do you think, Fred? What are your thoughts?
I think Mike can just be available for some questions. And if there's, you know, maybe this committee can write down the questions, give them to Kristen. We get enough of them, we can present them to Mike and have Mike come and give us a response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially constituent questions as well.
Yeah. I think this is a good opportunity to put it on the website if there are questions that they want answered by the consultant, Stantec.
With that in mind, that this would be a pre-given list of questions as much as possible. I mean, there may be. What we don't want to do is put the guy in the hot seat, you know.
So it will be questions from the member and from the public?
Well, I would like to see that any questions come through this committee, even if they're whether it's committee questions or resident questions, that they come through this committee, because it's going to be a very uncomfortable position for him to be sitting there and drilled by people. It becomes a very unfriendly atmosphere, so we should have a little bit of, you know, way for him to prep for the answers, rather, you know, if we can get the answers ahead of time, would say that we would provide, you know, no more than 10 questions or something per meeting or something. So, because otherwise he's going to think he's going to be sitting here getting bombarded with 500 questions at a meeting. You know.
I agree with that.
Yeah. A more structured meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He might come back and say he can only make one meeting a year, but we'd like to be as close to mid-year, if that's the case, as close to mid-year.
Right.
During the blasting season, as well as waiting for the annual report at the end of the year, it'd be redundant.
You know, maybe we should try to pick two or three right in that summer period when the blasting happens. So let's just say from April to now, or something. And
that's fine. He's going to come back and see what he can do what makes sense for him to do with his. Knowing his job responsibilities and knowing what the limits are with funding.
Commissioner Knuckles.
Would the chair be comfortable in reviewing the questions that are submitted and probably share them with the committee, and we can decide if they're appropriate to send on to Mike?
Well, I think Regalou and I can handle that. You know, and if he has a problem, he can call me and say, what do you think about this one? Okay, so
need a motion for that?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'll try to suggest a motion, and then maybe we can go from there. So the motion would be that we make the changes for operations daily monitoring from 9 to 12, and blasting monitoring reduced by 1, and consideration for possibly quarterly visits with written questions provided ahead of time. And for that, those changes to be inserted into a new contract for review at the next meeting, and that Mr. Wesnowski be present at that meeting.
With one possible addition.
Okay.
The blast component evaluation stays the same? Or you didn't mention that.
Well, I mentioned we would be reducing it by 1.
No, the blast component.
Oh, the blast complaint evaluation part? I didn't make any changes to that.
Or we review that, or that would stay the same within the...
Yeah.
I mean, I think you understand that, but I mean,
right, there were no changes. There's no changes to this section.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
I didn't make the motion. I was suggesting a motion, so.
Well, I would make the motion as stated then.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Okay, we'll look forward to having him here so we can get that going. And we should also make sure that once we get this contract going, that it gets on a council agenda as soon as the committee is ready to do that.
So. Sometime in hopefully December.
Yeah, hopefully it will be in December, before the end of the year.
We need the next meeting first.
Right. And that probably isn't going to happen until after Christmas. So it won't be until January. Well,
unless we ask Stantec to respond by, you know, give us their input.
Yeah, we could have an earlier meeting and a special meeting if we wanted.
I'd like to have this in place by the first of the year, because historically this has gone on to April and May and with the council not acting.
Well, why don't we consider a meeting date at the end of the agenda where we have something before Christmas?
Okay.
All right. And so then you'll have to let them know.
Request Stantec to respond by the end of November.
Okay.
Or before that, maybe.
Oh, we have. Yeah, we might be able to still fit that in, and then
sure.
Just, if he comes here in November, and we have our November meeting, we can get it on the December council agenda.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
So, of course, this is, I'm going to be gone this week, so that's going to be, so we are going to have to shoot that around a little bit. All right, we'll talk about that when we get to that point. Okay, next item. I won't tip my agenda over. Review and discussion of the administrative rules and procedures of the Quarry Monitoring Committee approved by the Common Council on December 4th, 2012. Okay, this is 5C, and you'll have your packet contains the entire document, which is only, what, 6 pages long. And my read-through on this takes us to page 3, article 4. So if everyone wants to turn to that. This is pretty much where we've sort of been stuck. I didn't see any, unless anyone else saw something else in here as far as why we had this forward is because of the member appointment issues and where we're stuck and not having a member to be appointed. Commissioner Shore has her hand up.
I cannot believe that we, with the lack of another citizen, filling an empty seat for so long when one is available. And we just continue like this. And I don't see the reasoning behind it. I guess it's the way this is wrote up. I think it can be changed.
Can we formally, as this committee, formally ask the mayor to have to make an appointment by January 1st to make sure that we have somebody? I mean, it requires council approval, obviously, but it's the mayoral appointment. Can we ask him to review and make an appointment by that time?
Well, I think the problem as I see it is the appointment that the mayor has been making is not an appointment the citizens have been favoring. And I don't see that really changing. So
I don't know who, maybe somebody else has submitted it. I haven't seen anything come through from my district as far as citizens wanting to be on the committee.
Commissioner Shore.
Well, yeah. It's just went on and on. It's just went nowhere. And it we can't continue like this with a lack of another citizen filling this position, and there's someone available, so I think that something should be done about it.
Well, my read on this serves, let's just look at the language here, and I kind of flow charted this out a little bit, and if I had a board, I'd draw it out for you, but the way it reads right now, you have staff, alderman, citizen. There's 4 people, now granted staff's not a voting member, but those are all mayoral appointments.
Mm-hmm.
You only have a committee of 5 members, and the mayor is controlling 3 of those members, and 3 of those members was what makes up a quorum for the committee. So if you have a mayor who wants to favor one side or the other, you're going to have this imbalance of the committee. That's just the way it ends up. So when I talked with the mayor about this, he said he wanted to have a more balanced committee. And I said, well, these are already alderman appointments. Now, it doesn't say, Alderman Barber, that you and I have to be the alderman appointments.
No, that's not.
It just made it simple that he did it that way.
I think his reasoning was to give the alderman that are surrounding or most affected by it, put them on the committee.
But what would this committee be and the strength of the council supporting the residents more if there were two aldermen besides us sitting on this committee that had to take the heat and be held accountable, and two aldermen, you and I, sitting on the council making the decisions with the two aldermen that come from the quarry committee? That would be a completely different makeup and...
That's almost gerrymandering it again the other way.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So that's another way to look at it, though. So...
And you can get him to do that.
I mean, we are not here to be cheerleaders for the quarry.
Well, we're not here to vilify it either.
No, we have not. We're here to listen to the citizens. We're here to take comments and listen to complaints and try to make the process smooth. And, but not be cheerleaders for, you know...
Either way. We have to remain neutral. I agree with that.
Well, I don't see where we have to remain neutral. I think our job is quarry monitoring.
Right.
Now, if that is neutral, then that's fine. But if you've got... You know, if you've got citizens that are unhappy, then our obligation is to try to resolve those issues, which makes it maybe not so neutral sometimes.
Because I think there's a bigger picture that is also a part of this. Is this quarry acts on behalf of the city?
Is what?
This committee is in behalf, it serves the city. And the city is a lot larger area than just people from
my
district.
Well, actually, I'm going to sort of disagree with that because it says in here that the two aldermen within those districts, the quarry is located, each of the aldermen separately joined. So it's like they're actually the reason why you and are able to put people on here is because the district affected, the alderman gets to appoint those. So it's not necessarily an entire city issue.
Well, we're the committee is here to serve the citizens as well as the city. I mean, we have to look out for the city. I mean, that's just logical at some point.
Well, we're...
It doesn't say...
I don't know how looking out for the city is part of our, you know... Obviously, as aldermen, we will make that consideration, but
sure,
for this committee, our duties and expectations don't say we're supposed to, you know, do that. Our duties say we shall undertake actions reasonably necessary to assist the city in reviewing the monitoring operations and activities of the quarry operations for compliance with the regulations.
And that's, I think, as far as it goes.
And we shall review and provide comment and recommendation to the council on performance, monitoring data reports, complaints related to quarry extraction, and control procedures. Control procedures. So as far as how do we make this, so one, Commissioner Shore says she's tired of the stalemate on the committee appointment. We could add another member. We could have the council appoint the one citizen member. We could ask that to be a change. We could allow the alderpersons to appoint one or two other members. So
I don't think they all need to be from District 5, and that's the way it is now.
Well, I want to bring up something.
Okay.